This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The meaning of movies this hour, escapist entertainment or statements about culture we can never escape. The Syrian refugee crisis and the bloody war in Syria and Iraq become cues for a documentarian's cameras to roll. Filmmaker activists claim watching some movies is a form of protest. And on this program, a Syrian refugee publicly announces he wants presidential candidate Donald Trump to come to his house for dinner to see that his life is normal. Mr. Trump, are you listening? There's a movie I'd love to see. And is not going to the movies a form of protest? We begin this hour reacting to the absence of African-American Oscar nominations in a year with plenty of more than credible candidates. The omission was egregious enough for Spike Lee and actress Jada Pinkett Smith to call for a boycott of the ceremony this year. Pinkett Smith posted an angry video to Facebook you've probably heard.
Maybe it is time that we pull back our resources and we put them back into our communities, into our programs, and we make programs for ourselves.
What might that accomplish? Here to react to the boycott and everything else is director of the documentary Free Angela and All Political Prisoners, Shala Lynch, filmmaker and curator at the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in Harlem, and author and poet Paul Beatty, author of the 2015 novel The Sellout. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
So what do you make of, first of all, when the nominations come out? Do you note the composition of the nominees and react and then wait for people like Spike to engage in a larger conversation and, you know, wonder what's going to happen? What was your reaction?
I do look and I scan down. And the thing about this year that is interesting, last year it was one big movie, right? So either Selma was going to be nominated, people from Selma were going to be nominated. This year there were a number of independent films. And if you go down the list of people who potentially in all the categories could have been nominated, it's about 20, 25 people, and not one was. I mean, the Academy is an institution, and I think we have to think of it that way. So individual people vote, yes, and that's how they think. Oh, this is my favorite performance, et cetera. But as an institution, it hasn't really recognized black stories. It's recognized black talent for sure. Absolutely. There have been a lot of people who have been recognized for individual performances, but it doesn't change the landscape of stories and which stories are considered highbrow and acceptable within that realm.
Paul?
Yes.
Do you think...
I don't think they recognize much things that aren't white, specifically black, I guess, in this case, other than the tuxedos. I think that's about it.
This is an old story.
I've seen this movie already, you know.
and that's Spike Lee's point. He's like, why am I going to go up and protest? It is an old story. But when you're a maker, there is the kind of double consciousness of it. You don't make films to be accepted by the Academy, but wouldn't it be awesome to be accepted by the Academy? And there is a moment of disappointment because we do want recognition for our work, period. But that's not always the place for it.
I guess there's a tension between, you know, the Hollywood is the place to get jobs and make money if you're a screenwriter, if you're a person who has a book that you would love to get optioned. That's a different process than being recognized by the Academy. How do you think of that?
You know, I think, you know, all artists want to be appreciated and recognized. And there's this weird kind of, I don't know, you kind of alluded it to it earlier, Charlotte, about this double consciousness that they have, you know, that you kind of want to get patted on the back by the person that you really don't have any respect for, at least you claim not to, you know, on a certain level. And so, you know, it's a weird situation, you know. The thing that I've been appreciative is that 12 Years a Slave won, you know, which was just a challenging movie on any number of levels. And I was just happy to see it. Whether I thought it deserved to win or anything, I was just that was something that really stuck with me because it was just one of those things. I think, you know, like there's this – I think one of the problems I have with some of the discussion, mostly, you know, comments on Twitter or whatever, is this kind of assumption that, you know, whatever, you know, the white nominees are, that it's just automatically merited, where none of it's merited, you know. This is just the people who get picked.
That's true. None of it is merited. And people will say, well, there's been certain folks that haven't been recognized by the Academy, but in their racial category, there have been other folks that have been recognized. So when somebody is essentially excluded in many ways, then that's problematic. Who's our Meryl Streep? Oh, we don't have one? We're not talented enough to have somebody who's nominated every year? Although we have a couple of guys in town who are nominated quite a bit, right, behind the scenes. And so if the Academy reflects our media and our movies, American movies, and is not reflecting the diversity of our culture, you know, you have to ask a question. So when I say it's an institutional issue, it is. That said, as a maker, we do it independently. You know what I mean? Nobody gives me permission to make the films that I'm trying to make. Nobody gives you permission to write the books that you're trying to make. And I would submit 12 Years a Slave, an independent film, Fruitvale Station, an independent film, Selma, an independent film. And when they blow up in the marketplace, then Hollywood begins to embrace them. But Hollywood is not generating these stories and this diversity.
Yeah, I have this issue of like these institutions are supposed to be reflective of American culture. You know, America is reflective of itself, whatever, however you see that, you know. And so just the room on the bookshelf for the individual stories is the important, because that's where it is. And, you know, there's the work on the viewer too to get this stuff out there. And it's if you need this for your affirmation, you know, and I understand like how important it is and all that. But it says something about you also, and it just says something about how we see ourselves as artists, you know. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not trying to make a judgment on it, you know, because, look, if I was a filmmaker, I'd want to be recognized. I mean, it can change your life, you know. And so I understand all that.
And you are an author who has been recognized within the literary establishment.
Yeah, I mean,
so
that's why
if you're
I'm
at the
here.
Top of your game as an actor and you're not being recognized by the institution that says, you know, everybody has an equal chance, there is a bit of disappointment.
So let me say this, though.
You choose to be in an independent space, which is
so let me take it, let's take this thing. This is I had to get this one thing out, because so like the best performance I've seen I haven't seen a ton of movies was this kid Jason Mitchell, who's in Straight Outta Compton. And I haven't heard a single person talk about how fantastic he is in this role, because he's playing himself, or I don't know how people see this whole thing, you know. And so it's interesting about, like, you know, even a generational thing, that it's Spike, Will Smith, these other two people who within the context, you know, relatively you're not going to get any better than that, you know. You know, and it's interesting, though, because this is a kid who, however I feel about that movie, he was so good in this. And I just was so pissed that I haven't heard his name mentioned.
And,
you know,
I mean, that's a situation where you want art to find that kind of a voice and that kind of a performance and that kind of freshness. And then you want that to be recognized, not even so much for a racism narrative, but as a kind of like, that's what art is supposed to be. And the Academy misses that. As much as it misses the whole film Straight Out of Compton.
Everything misses that. You know, this is just my personal thing. This
is
how
I think a lot of people
world.
Felt that. Yeah, a lot of people felt that. But let's talk about Straight Out of Compton. It's got an extraordinary performance, and it's ignored completely.
It's not ignored completely. The screenwriters, the white screenwriters, are nominated.
And
It made a ton of money, but that says more about the way the Academy views that work and our art. The same with Creed. Who's nominated for Creed? Sylvester Stallone.
So, Sean, let me ask you this. So, if you were in the position to go to the Oscars, would you go?
If I was nominated?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or you had an invitation. I don't know who gets to go to this thing. Would
just
you go?
To go? No.
Wouldn't go?
Just to be there? Probably not. I think that, like going to Sundance, you want to go with your film. That there's something when you are being recognized with your work, you've been part of a project, and it's the fun of that's the fun of it. I mean, I don't think awards are just fun to,
right.
to
so
go.
So if you had a film that was up, you would go or you wouldn't go?
This year,
yeah.
That's a really good question. I would have to, because the other part of it is, you know, we have Cheryl, who is head of the Academy, and Reggie Hudlin, who is producing the Academy right. Awards this year. That is huge. That's and the first right there.
Chris Rock.
And Chris, well, and Reggie brings in Chris.
Right.
So it's unfortunate. I would have to seriously think about it, to tell you the truth.
How about you, Paul?
What's that?
How about you, Paul?
That is such a hypothetical. Would I go?
No,
I would go just for the spectacle. I mean, that's like, why wouldn't you watch the?
I actually would take the Michael Moore approach.
Which is, what's his approach?
His approach is, if you get the mic, you take it, and it's an opportunity to speak to the world. You know, that's what's amazing is that you don't get a bigger platform. So many people watch that show. I mean, and so I would take the Michael Moore approach, cross my fingers to win, right?
Marlon Brando approach.
Yes, the Marlon Brando approach. Yeah. Absolutely.
Shala and Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Shala Lynch is a filmmaker and curator at the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in Harlem. And Paul Beatty is author and poet. His most recent novel is called The Sellout.